This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
A good medical minute would be on something that we see here all the time here. We are a major stroke center, and so I thought it'd be good to cover one of the big questions that we always have when a patient comes in with a stroke is, do they need thrombolytics or not? And so part of answering that question is if they have contraindications to getting thrombolytics. And so I was just going to ask you guys if you know any of the contraindications to getting lytics.
Greater than 1.7 INR.
That's right. So if they are on warfarin or if they're on heparin or something and they have an INR over 1.7, that is an absolute contraindication to getting thrombolytics.
Surgery in the last 3 months.
So specifically intracranial or like involving the neural axis, that will for sure count. Yeah, anything in the last 3 months would be a contraindication. Exactly. Very good. What about the blood pressure? So
less than 185.
It needs to be under 185 systolic or 110 diastolic. And again, that's an absolute contraindication if it's over that. So that's why we always have bedside, you know, labetalol to get that down before we give that. So that's another one. Yes. So yeah, totally. Right. Are they in the window? Right. So if they need to be within, four and a half hours to get TPA or TNK. Totally. Anything else?
If they've had a
Yeah, right. If they've had one, if they are currently having a brain bleed, if it's a hemorrhagic stroke instead of an ischemic stroke, right, that would obviously be catastrophic if we gave them a thrombolytic. And if they had a history of a brain bleed, then that they could never get thrombolytics again. There are a couple more. You guys are nailing this. You guys are crushing this. Huh? Any others? So one big one is if they are on a DOAC. So if you're on Eliquis or Xarelto, you can't get it. Also, if they have any kind of intracranial like neoplasm, so they got brain cancer, or they have like an AVM, that also is like a nidus that could bleed. So those are for sure, again, contraindications to getting lytics. And then I also think if they've had a recent GI bleed, or if they're actively bleeding, and then if they've had a prior stroke in the last 3 months as well. So some of those timeline things are a little difficult to remember, but those are the big ones. Oh, and lastly, if they have a platelet count under 100, that's another one. So another thing to check. So just a good like refresher on some of the questions that we're asking. I guess technically another one is if their glucose is under 50, because that's probably the explanation behind why they're the way they are. So you have to check their glucose always when they come in as well. So that's why we're asking the blood thinners. That's why we try to get a little bit of a medical history. And if we can like dive into their medical record and figure out some of their background, you know, it can really, you know, make or break certain cases depending on what's going on. So any questions or comments regarding that? Okay, great. Right on, guys.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or reoccurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.